Welcome to a very special edition of the Pride of Detroit podcast, the POD cast. It's a very special edition because we once again have a very special guest, and it's actually his second time joining us. Wide receiver for the Detroit Lions, Golden Tate, is with us. How are you doing today, Golden?
I'm great. Just got done getting dominated on Call of Duty.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because we spoke with Eric Ebron a couple months back, and he was just kind of getting you initiated into PlayStation, I guess. You used to be an Xbox guy. How'd it go today? What are you doing there in Houston today?
Yeah, just we were trying out the new maps, Sabotage maps that came out yesterday on PlayStation, and just kind of gaming, hanging out with Joey Bosa, Rookie of the Year. Congrats on that. Just playing around, testing out the maps. I really liked them.
Yeah, so you're a big Call of Duty guy, right?
I'm a huge Call of Duty guy. It's what gets me through the season, you know, when my body's aching.
So, of course. And we talked with Ebron. Of course, he was kind of boasting about his own skills. He actually said that you were a little rusty at the time. I think that was back in October. He called himself probably the best NFL player at Call of Duty. Is that still true?
I wouldn't say the best Call of Duty player. He's definitely up there. He's definitely a really good player. But I wouldn't say the best. I mean, I'm sure he would be ranked top.
Where would you put yourself in comparison to Eric?
I'll give Eric the respect he needs. He's better than me. I'd probably rank him at 20, and I'd be 21.
Okay, that's fair. All right, I want to switch to a different form of entertainment, because about a month ago, you kind of showed off your acting chops a little bit when you did that reenactment from the Jerry Maguire scene with your Rod Tidwell impression. How did that come about? Is that something that you want to do? You want to go into acting a little bit?
Definitely always thought about it. Wouldn't mind getting into that area, that space. But it was, you know, the 20th anniversary of it or something like that.
Yeah,
and so they just, my agency just managed to, you know, I wanted to do it. I was like, yeah, sure. And then, you know, once I started looking into it, I ended up doing the entire scene instead of just my favorite quote. And I didn't know it'd be a big hit like it was, but it was fun. We had a lot of fun doing it.
Well, it got me thinking. I don't know if you're a big fan of other sports movies, but the 20th anniversary of Any Given Sunday is coming up. Any chance we get to see you do a Willie Beeman impression?
Maybe. It definitely could be in the works if it's, you know, maybe. Yeah, we could probably do something like that.
Okay. We'll look out for that, because I know a couple of our writers are a big fan of that movie. I don't know what your impression is, but that would be a treat for us, for sure. Let me transition to the Lions a little bit, because I'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about that. I watched your exit interview with the media, and I was struck by how optimistic you were, probably more optimistic than anyone in that room, and that pulls a lot of weight with someone who's obviously won a Super Bowl ring before. What makes you so optimistic about the future of this team? What specifically have you seen either last year or in the couple of years you've been in Detroit that kind of gives you the impression they're on the right way?
Well, you know, I came from a Super Bowl organization, and you know, I know what it feels like to win. I know what's important in order to win. And, you know, I've also spent a couple of years in Detroit now, and I've seen how things have kind of evolved over the last few years. And inside the organization and in the stadium and with personnel and how we're driven, I think we're well on our way. I'm excited about the future of this organization, and I think everyone around us should be as well. Obviously, I'm disappointed with how the season is, but you can't help but be excited to have a fresh start, another offseason to get yourself ready, get your bodies ready as much as you can, and then go from there. I think the main thing for us is staying healthy. I think late in the season we were kind of beat up on defense and offense, and to stay healthy, I definitely like our chances.
Is there anything that you see you can do to kind of stay healthy like that, especially during the off season like that, or is it just kind of a luck of the draw thing with injuries?
I think it's a little bit both. You know, in the off season you kind of build your body up the best you can by lifting weights and working out and doing all the agility and cardio. And you do all that just to beat your body up, you know, during the season. And if you can kind of work out at a high level in the off season, that kind of helps you out later in the season. Now, there are always going to be freak accidents, and it's definitely a contact sport, so we can't really predict the future, but you're going to give yourself a better chance if you just come into camp in shape and things like that.
Now, one of the things that you were obviously very excited about going into the off season was retaining Jim Caldwell. I remember seeing you getting all giddy in the locker room about that. What about him specifically do you think puts this team on the track to potentially win a Super Bowl down the line?
Well, Coach Caldwell has been on multiple teams that have won a Super Bowl, which is obviously important. He knows what it's like to be there. Also, his presence in the organization, a very soft-spoken guy, but when he talks, it's very powerful. The knowledge that he has as it relates to football, off-the-field things, is all the players and coaches, and using what's applicable in today's society to connect with us. So I love playing under him. He understands what it's like to be a player because he's been a player. He understands, you know, when guys' bodies are beat up and we need to let off. A lot of coaches think there's one way to coach. I think Coach Powell does a great job at being creative.
Sorry, you're cutting in and out there. Let's transition to some of your teammates here, because there's kind of been a little bit of buzz after the season about a particular guy that we didn't get to see on the field in 2016, and that's wide receiver Jace Billingsley. I was wondering if there's anything you in particular saw about him during practice or maybe even during the preseason to get a little more hype around that guy.
You know, Jace is one of my good friends on the team, a young guy who works extremely hard. You know, he shows up to practice every single day and pays a lot of attention, and he's prepared to come in at any moment. You know, he's but what sticks out the most is his work ethic. He is one of the hardest workers in the locker room. And he shows up early, gets his job done, stays late, takes care of his body, comes back the next day ready to go.
Have you given him any particular advice? You guys are kind of somewhat similar style receivers, in my opinion. What have you said? What have you talked to him as? You're kind of going to be the veteran presence there if Anquan Boldin isn't back this year.
You know, it's every day I see him, and I'm going to have and help him accelerate the process of with as a young guy. The things that I did well or things I struggle with, I always try to share, and then things I see in everyday practice with route running or catching or whatever it may be, I just try to share it. I can't really tell you what exactly I share. Just at the time, you know, if I have anything to say, I just, you know, when he comes out and he's rested, I just talk to him. Just talk to him and try to understand why he does some of the things he does in his way. And I can try to share why I think this might be a good alternative as well.
Is that something that you enjoy doing? It's probably something that's somewhat new in your career, given that you're just kind of starting to develop veteran status or whatever you want to call it. Is that a role that you enjoy taking?
I believe there's a spot on everyone deserves an opportunity, and I think I wouldn't be leaving the game a better place than, you know, when I left it, if I didn't share my knowledge and my experiences. And, you know, the way I see it is the NFL is a big fraternity with a bunch of brothers. So there's no room for selfishness, I believe. So I want to see Jace and any other rookie guy, drafted, undrafted, you know, whatever. I want to see all these guys make a lot of money to take care of their families and achieve a lot of things on the field and off the field. So if I can share any knowledge, I'm going to hop all over that.
I like that answer a lot. Speaking of off-the-field issues, the off-season is obviously here. I know you've got kind of a big off-season planned. You're getting married next month. I've already seen you kind of out there hitting the golf ball quite a bit. What else do you have planned for the next few months?
Like I said, March 11th, getting married, and then just playing a lot of golf and starting to work out again and get dialed in for next season.
At what point do you kind of make that transition back to, all right, now I need to stay in football mode and get back into there and, you know, have to put the honeymoon and all that sort of stuff behind you? When do you make that transition?
I'd probably say sometime in March is when I'll start really dialing in. Probably have to be after the wedding, obviously, but just start, you know, there's always something you can do, you know, let it show, the stretching, whatever it may be. But hey, I enjoy talking to you. I gotta jet out of here because I gotta get on a holiday call.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Golden. I really appreciate your time.
Sure thing. You have a good one. Thanks.